Track 13. What's on? Your guide to the best events in November.
Music. The Organ Reborn. A series of concerts to celebrate the restoration and return of the magnificent Norwich Cathedral organ opens on November the 11th with the Norwich Cathedral Chamber Choir, Onyx Brass, and Cathedral organist David Dunnett performing Rutter's Gloria and Bernstein's Chichester Psalms. On November the 16th, Ed Balls helps conduct a celebration of English composer Herbert Howells, performed by the BBC Singers and Cathedral Master of Music Ashley Grote. An organ recital on November the 25th includes music by Bach and Mendelssohn, and the concert celebrating the completion of the £1.8 million restoration finishes with Evensong on November the 26th, when the Bishop of Norwich will bless the organ. So that's November the 11th, 16th, 25th and 26th at Norwich Cathedral. Norwich Philharmonic Chorus and Orchestra. The orchestra's major choral concert opens its new season with Elgar's oratorio, The Kingdom, directed by David Dunnett in his farewell season as conductor of the Norwich Philharmonic. The Norwich Philharmonic Orchestra and Chorus will be joined by a quartet of top soloists. The season continues with music by Donani, Tchaikovsky and Rimsky-Korsakov on December the 9th and the annual family Christmas concert on December the 19th. So that's November the 4th, 7:30 at the Halls, Norwich. The National Symphony Orchestra of Ukraine. One of the finest symphony orchestras in Eastern Europe is touring the UK for the first time in more than 20 years. The concert will include works by Sibelius, Strauss and 20th century Ukrainian composer Boris Lyatushinsky. The National Symphony Orchestra of Ukraine was launched in Kyiv in 1918 and is still based in the city, determined to protect and showcase Ukrainian musical culture through the war with Russia. Its musicians have experienced enormous turmoil and trauma, but continue to perform morale-boosting concerts in Ukraine and abroad. And that's on November the 5th at Norwich Theatre Royal. Sheringham and Cromer Choral Society. Here, Mozart's Requiem and Mass in G by Franz Schubert, performed by the Sheringham and Cromer Choral Society and Orchestra as the finale of its 90th anniversary season. Directed by David Ballard, with soprano Rosamund Walton, alto Lawrence Blythe, tenor Richard Simons and bass Julian Chu Lambert. That's November the 18th, 7 p.m. at St. Peter's Church in Sheringham. Tickets £18, under 18s, free. Find out more at sheringhamandcromerchoral.org.uk.
Christmas markets and fairs. The Norfolk Festive Gift and Food Show Christmas Market brings stalls packed with festive treats to the Norfolk Showground. That's on November the 10th to the 12th. The Sandringham Christmas Craft Food and Gift Fair, which will include stalls packed with handcrafted gifts, a food hall, live music and children's activities, is on November the 17th, 18th and 19th. The Norfolk Artisan Fair at Christmas brings more than 100 stalls to Fakenham Racecourse on November the 11th and 12th. A Christmas craft and gift fair showcasing local products on November the 19th and a Christmas market on November the 26th promising a feast of local food, drink and crafts will be held at Eves Hill Farm, Booton, near Reefham. By Native to Norfolk events, Christmas fairs and markets at the Forum, Norwich include the Vegans Christmas Market on November the 19th and a four-day festive fair including miniature donkeys and a brass band. Browse stalls selling East Anglian jewellery, pottery, textiles, woodcraft, glassware, art, preserves, calendars, cards, prints, Christmas decorations, chocolates, candles and clothes, plus Christmas carols and festive food and drink. Stands outside on the Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and adorable miniature donkeys too on Sunday. That's on November the 23rd to the 26th, with free entry at the Forum in Norwich. Great Yarmouth Christmas Fair in the Minster is a free entry 3-day festive craft gifts and food market, and that will be running on November the 24th to the 26th. A Christmas craft fair in Aldborough Village Hall near Harleston includes stalls with lots of handmade items ideal for Christmas gifts, plus Santa's Grotto from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. Refreshments and raffle in aid of the Village Hall on November the 25th. That's 10 until 3 p.m. with free entry. The Christmas Gift Fair at Creek Abbey, North Creek near Fakenham, will be packed with stalls selling gifts and festive food and drink on November the 25th. Fine food and drink producers, artists and crafters will be showing their wares and selling gifts at the Pensthorpe Christmas Market near Fakenham. Browse handmade gifts in a cheerful, festive and relaxed atmosphere outside and see Father Christmas, hear Christmas carols performed by a brass band and enjoy seasonal treats including mince pies, mulled wine, gingerbread and luxury hot chocolates on November the 26th.
Switch on Christmas. Festive light switch-on ceremonies. It's that magical time of year when towns across the county sparkle into festive action. The Norwich Lights will be launched with celebrations outside City Hall on November the 16th. The Holt Christmas Light switch-on is on November the 17th, including the traditional pantomime horse race, music, fireworks and Santa's Grotto. The Christmas lights go on in Great Yarmouth in the Market Square on November the 24th. The Aylsham lights switch on with music, craft stalls, a Santa's Grotto and a Christmas tree festival in St Michael's Church is on November the 24th. And finally, Wells Christmas Tide Festival is on November the 24th and 25th with carol singing on Friday and Father Christmas arriving by boat, plus fireworks and festive fun on Saturday.
And here are a few more festive events you might like to join in with. How about teas, trains and seaside sparkle? The Nutcracker Festive Christmas Afternoon Tea at the Assembly House in Norwich runs from November the 1st to January the 8th. Don't miss the igloos on the front lawn. Or you could catch a train to Christmas Delight on the Norfolk Lights Express, which glides through the dark along the North Norfolk Railway as the illuminated train travels between Sheringham and Holt. It shines glittering colours onto the passing scenery for passengers to enjoy alongside narration and music. And that train will be running from November the 10th to January the 1st. The Polar Express train ride along the Mid-Norfolk Railway recreates the magic of the 2004 family film. That service will be running from November the 11th to December the 23rd. Or you could go to the Cromer Pier Christmas Variety Show, a celebration of the festive season with sparkling music, dance and comedy on from November the 25th to December the 30th. Luminate Sandringham Winter Light Trail could have you following a mesmerising winter light trail weaving through Royal Parkland and woodland. Enchanting displays set to music take visitors through a glittering dreamlike landscape. The forest will be festooned with lights, lasers, projections and holograms of woodland creatures, including an ethereal stag and playful fairies. The trail ends with a maze of 200 sparkling recycled Christmas trees, plus fire pits to toast marshmallows and a vintage fair. November the 11th to December the 24th from 4 till 8 p.m. is when that's on. Entry is via advanced time tickets only, with slots available every 15 minutes, and you can get them from luminate.live/Sandringham Estate.
Remembrance. Services will be held across Norfolk to honour those who made the ultimate sacrifice. November 11th and 12th, Armistice Day and Remembrance Sunday. Processions, parades, services and wreath-laying across the county with a 2-minute silence at 11 a.m. Remembrance events traditionally include a service at Norwich War Memorial with wreath-laying, the last post and a two-minute silence at 11, followed by a procession to Norwich Cathedral. In Sheringham, the parade to the War Memorial Gardens is followed by an act of remembrance and a service in St Peter's Church. In King's Lynn, the procession route is traditionally from the Saturday marketplace to Tower Gardens for wreath-laying and the two-minute silence, and back to the Minster for a service. A two-minute silence will be held in the town square at Downham Market at 11 a.m. on November the 11th, and the remembrance parade between the town square and War Memorial is on November the 12th. And in Wyndham, the parade will leave the Market Cross at 2:30, led by the Norwich Pipe Band, before a remembrance service in the Abbey at 3 p.m.
And before we finish, just two more Christmas spectaculars. The Thursford Christmas Spectacular is the biggest festive show of its kind in Europe. The non-stop extravaganza of music, dance, humour, drama and variety attracts audiences from across the country for a sparkling celebration of all that is wonderful about the season. Thursford also hosts an indoor and outdoor illuminated wonderland, The Enchanted Journey of Light. Find penguins, polar bears, giant teddy bears, snowmen and elves in the toy factory and wrapping gifts for Santa's sleigh, before walking outside to wander through the lantern light extravaganza and its luminous sculptures, ranging from a fantasy underwater world to the wilds of the North Pole. It runs from November the 8th to December the 23rd, twice daily. That's the Thursford Christmas Spectacular, and November the 19th to December the 23rd for the Enchanted Journey of Light. And that you can find out more details at thursford.com. But one more Village Arts production, storyteller Hugh Lupton. Hear tales of miracles, mysteries, demons, dragons, angels and animals from the Old Testament and from the apocryphal books, which didn't make it into the Bible. Plus the music and words of Bob Dylan. Norfolk poet and storyteller Hugh Lupton performs Crying Like a Fire in the Sun, a storytelling event for adults in Burr Apton on November the 10th. That's in the church, and you can find out more on burrapton.org.